The North Express Train. It was a very cold winter day, and Mr. Adam was in the North Express. The North Express was a very expensive and luxurious train. It was the fastest train in the world, and only rich people could travel on it. Mr. Adam was one of those rich people. He was a businessman, and he had a lot of money. Mr. Adam watched the wonderful view from the window. The train traveled through a snowy forest. It was a peaceful view, and Mr. Adam felt sleepy. It was a very tiring day for him. Then he fell asleep in his comfortable seat. Vigor, France, and Lucy were in a small train station. They waited for the North Express. They were all wearing cool black clothes and carrying black suitcases. They were very dangerous thieves, and they had a secret plan for Mr. Adam. The North Express stopped in the small station to get some new passengers, and Vigor, Franz, and Louis were among the passengers. Then Vigor and his friends found their seats and sat down. They were very silent and careful. The ticket collector came in the wagon and said, "May I see your tickets?" "Of course," said Vigor. He showed the tickets, and the ticket collector checked them. Then he went away, and Vigor began to speak silently with his friends. "Okay, guys, we will begin our plan 1 minute later. Be careful and silent." "Okay, boss," said Franz and Louis. "I will use the gas, so don't forget to wear your gas mask or you will fall asleep." "All right, boss," said Franz and Lucy. Then Vigor waited for 1 minute and then took a small tube from his pocket. The tube was smaller than his finger, and there was a tiny red button on it. Vigor looked at his friends and asked, "Are you ready?" "Yes." "Okay, now put on your mask." Then they put on their black gas mask. Vigor pressed the tiny red button, and a green gas came out of the small tube. It was a very strong gas, so all the passengers fell asleep one by one. The gas was everywhere, and only Vigor, Louis, and Franz did not fall asleep because they had gas masks on. Then the gas reached to the control room of the train, and the mechanics fell asleep. They waited for 2 minutes, and Vigor looked around and said, "Okay, guys, everybody is sleeping now. I will find Mr. Adam with France, and you will control the train, Lucy." "Okay, boss," said Louis, and went to the control room. France and Vigor stayed with the passengers. France looked at Vigor anxiously and asked, "How will we find Mr. Adam? Passengers' names are on the tickets. We will check the tickets and find him." "All right, boss," said Franz. Then they began to check the passengers' tickets. One by one, and France found Mr. Adam. He checked his name and said, "I found him, boss." "Okay, be silent. Now I will wake him up with this anti-gas." Then Vigor took a small white tube from his pocket. There was a tiny blue button on the tube. Vigor pressed the tiny blue button, and a black gas came out of the tube. Mr. Adam smelled the gas and woke up. He saw Vigor's face and screamed. Vigor was still wearing the black gas mask, and he looked very scary. He put his hands on Mr. Adam's mouth and said, "You should not shout, Mr. Adam. Everybody is sleeping." "Who are you? What do you want from me?" "You cannot ask questions here, Mr. Adam. I am the boss here. Now tell me, where did you put your money?" "I don't have any money." Did you hear that, Franz? Mr. Adam has no money. "You cannot fool us, Mr. Adam. You are the richest man in the world, and you got on this train with $5 million. We are not ordinary thieves. We are professionals. Give us the money now. Do not worry. We won't hurt you." Mr. Adam looked around and saw the other passengers. They were all in a deep sleep, and the train was very fast. He was scared. He wanted to get some help. But Vigor looked at him and said, "Okay, I will tell you. The money is at the back of the train. It is in the cargo unit." "Don't lie, Mr. Adam," said Vigor angrily. "I am telling the truth. There is a black box in the cargo unit, and the money is in the box. I can give you the key of the box. It is in my pocket." Vigor looked at Franz and then said, "Okay, give me the keys." Mr. Adam put his hand in his pocket and found the key, but his mobile phone was also in his pocket. He pressed the emergency button and sent a secret signal to the police. Vigor and France did not understand anything, but the police received the signal at the police station. Agent Holmes and Travis were at the police station. They were special detectives. They used to go to the dangerous missions. That day was an ordinary day for them, but suddenly Travis said, "There's an emergency call." "Where does it come from?" asked Mr. Holmes. "It comes from the North Express train. There must be a serious problem on the train," said Travis. "All right, get ready," said Holmes. "Where are we going?" asked Travis. "We are going to the North Express," said Holmes. "How will we get on the train?" "We cannot stop it," said Travis. "We will not stop it. We will jump on it," said Holmes. "Are you crazy?" asked Travis. "Yes, I am, and you are crazy too. Now come with me to the roof. We will use the helicopter," said Holmes. Then they went to the roof of the building. There was a small helicopter on the roof, and they got on it. There was a pilot in the helicopter. He looked at Holmes and Travis and asked, "Are you ready?" "Yes, we are ready." "Find the North Express," said Holmes. "Okay, sir," said the pilot. Then they flew over the snowy forest. There was a strong wind, and the weather got colder. After some time, the pilot saw the North Express below and said, "Here is the train." "Okay, go down and get closer to the train." "We will jump on the train," said Holmes. The pilot was shocked, but he didn't say anything. Holmes and Travis put on their special white clothes and got ready for the mission. The helicopter went down and got closer to the train. The train moved very fast, and the weather was very cold. But Holmes and Travis were brave detectives. Holmes jumped on the train first, and then Travis jumped too. They were on the top of the train now. The helicopter flew away, and they were alone now. Holmes and Travis walked on the train, but it was very difficult to walk because the wind was very strong and cold. They looked like small snowballs on the train. Then Holmes said, "Look, Travis, there is a small sunroof here. I will open it and look inside the train. We must be very careful. We do not know anything about the situation." "Okay, Holmes," said Travis. Then Holmes stopped and opened the sunroof very slowly. He looked inside the train and saw the passengers. He was shocked. "All the passengers are sleeping. I think somebody used a sleeping gas. We must put on our gas mask." They put on their gas mask and went into the train very carefully. All the passengers were asleep. They walked among the passengers slowly, and then Holmes suddenly heard a noise. They ran to a door and hid themselves behind the door. Holmes looked and saw Vigor and Franz. Holmes and Travis stayed silently. Vigor and Franz came back from the cargo unit, and they looked very angry. They went near Mr. Adam and shouted at him, "The money was not in the box. You lied to us. Now we will throw you out of the train," said Vigor. "No, please. I did not lie. It was in the box in the cargo unit." "There was not a black box in the cargo unit," shouted Franz. Holmes and Travis listened to them, but they did not show themselves. They waited for the right time. Then Vigor began to shout again, "Tell me now, where is the money?" "Okay, okay, do not shout. It is in the control room of the train. The mechanics had a safe, and we put the money in that safe," said Mr. Adam. "This is your last chance, Mr. Adam," said Vigor angrily. Then he turned to Franz and said, "I will check the safe. Lewis is in the control room. He will help me." "Stay here and be careful," said Vigor. "Okay, boss," said Franz. Then Vigor went to the cockpit of the train, and France stayed with Mr. Adam. Holmes and Travis were still behind the door, but now they knew everything. These thieves tried to steal Mr. Adam's money, and there were three thieves. Then Holmes came closer to Travis and spoke very silently. "Be careful, Travis. We will stop them now." "How?" "You will make a loud noise, and France will come here to check. Then I will jump on him and catch him. But we must be very careful." "Okay, Holmes." Then Travis went to the other side of the door and made a loud noise. Franz heard the noise and walked towards the door. Holmes and Travis were behind the door. Then Franz came near the door, and Holmes jumped on him and caught him. He closed his mouth with his hands so he could not shout. Holmes and Travis tied Franz's hands and left him on the train seat. Then they went near Mr. Adams. Travis asked, "We are detectives. Are you okay, sir?" "Yes, I am okay, but these thieves are very dangerous. You should be careful, Mr. Adams." "Why are the passengers sleeping?" asked Holmes. "They use a sleeping gas," said Mr. Adams. "Don't worry, we will catch them," said Holmes. Then Holmes and Travis went towards the control room of the train. They walked very slowly and carefully. Then they stopped in front of the control room. There was a very small window on the door. Holmes looked inside from the window and spoke very silently. "There are two thieves inside. We will prepare a trap for them. You will break this small window, and I will throw a smoke bomb inside the room. You cannot see anything in the smoke, so they will open the door and go out. Then we will jump on and catch them too." "All right, Holmes, I am ready," said Travis. Then Travis broke the window, and Holmes threw the smoke bomb into the control room. The room was full of smoke now, so Vigor and Lewis could not see anything. Vigor began to shout, "What is happening? Franz, where are you? I cannot see the railway, boss," said Lewis. "Okay, let's open the door and then the smoke will go out. But be careful," said Vigor. Then Vigor opened the door and walked out. Lewis was just behind him. Holmes jumped and caught Vigor, and Travis caught Lewis. Lewis was not very strong, but Vigor was stronger than a bear. Holmes could not hold him, and they began to fight on the floor. Then Vigor took the gas tube and pressed to the red button, but all of them had gas masks on. Then Holmes attacked Vigor's mask and took it off. Vigor did not have a gas mask now, so he fell asleep. Then Travis took Lewis's mask, and he fell asleep too. Travis went into the control room and saw the mechanist. He was still asleep. Then Holmes came into the cockpit and Travis said, "We have got a big problem, Holmes. The mechanist and Lewis are sleeping now, and we cannot control the train." Holmes and Travis were very anxious now. Then Holmes checked the radar of the train and shouted, "Oh my God, look at the radar, Travis. There is a train in the radar. It is coming towards us. We must change the railway or we will crash into the other train. What can we do? We must be very quick," said Travis. "All right, I will call the helicopter and fly to the junction and change the railway." Then Holmes called the helicopter and climbed to the top of the train. The helicopter was above the train, and the pilot sent a rope for Holmes. The weather was still very cold, and the train was going very fast. Holmes could hardly stand on the train. Then he tried to catch the rope, but the wind was very strong, so he could not catch it at first. Then he tried again and caught the rope. He climbed on the helicopter and said, "Take me to the junction. You must fly faster than the train, or the train will crash into another train." "Okay, sir," said the pilot. Then the helicopter fly to the junction very fast. The train was fast, but the helicopter was faster. Then they came near to the junction, and Holmes said, "Go down. I will jump down again." "Sir, it can be very dangerous for you," said the pilot. "I said, go down. We must save the passengers," said Holmes. Then the helicopter went down and Holmes jumped onto the ground. He fell onto the snow, so he did not get hurt. He looked at the railway and saw the other train. The train came very fast. It was very close to the North Express now. Holmes could see Travis from the front window of the train. He looked very anxious, and then Holmes ran to the railway junction and changed the railway. Just after that, the train came to the junction and went into another direction. It did not crash into the North Express. Holmes ran and caught the North Express. He jumped and got onto it. Then he went in and saw Mr. Adams and Travis. They were in the control room. Travis said, "You did a great job, Holmes, but we have got a bigger problem now. Mr. Adams, can you explain our problem?" "All right. I found a black box near the safe. The thieves put a time bomb under the control panel, and it will explode in a few minutes." "Oh my God, show me the bomb," asked Holmes. "It is here," said Travis. Travis showed the time bomb to Holmes. It was a black box, and there was a digital clock on it. "We must stop the train," said Holmes. "No, we cannot stop the train. The bomb is electronic, and it will explode when the train stops," said Mr. Adam. "How can we stop this stupid bomb then?" asked Travis. We must wake everybody up and get them out of this train. How many minutes do we have? Asked Holmes. The bomb will explode in 15 minutes, said Mr. Adam. How can we wake these people in 15 minutes? It isn't possible, said Travis. Wait a second. The thieves woke me up with a gas. There must be a gas tube in their pockets, said Mr. Adam. Then Mr. Adam found the white tube in Vigor's pocket and said, This must be the anti-gas. Give it to me. I will wake everybody up, said Travis. Then Travis went and woke all the passengers up. Vigor, Lewis, and Franz woke up too, but their hands and their legs were tied, so they could not run away. Passengers saw the thieves and got shocked, and they began to panic. Holmes came and said, Please, calm down and listen to me. There is a bomb on the train, and we must leave the train now. Why don't you stop the train? Asked one passenger. Because the bomb will explode when the train stops. So we will slow down and the train and you will jump onto the snow, said Holmes. All the passengers were very anxious and scared. They began to panic. Travis tried to calm them down, and Holmes went to the control room. Mr. Adam was in the control room, too. He looked at Holmes and said, We have got only 10 minutes now. Okay. Do not panic, Mr. Adam. We will slow down the train, and everybody will jump onto the snow. Then they, Holmes, used the control panel and tried to slow down the train. The train was very fast. Travis took the passengers and the thieves out of the train and said, The train will slow down now, and you will jump one by one. The weather was still very cold, and everywhere was covered in snow. Holmes could finally slow down the train, and everybody began to jump. They all fell onto the snow. The snow was very cold, but it was very soft, so the passengers did not get hurt. Then all the passengers jumped, and Travis said, Okay, Mr. Adam, it is your turn. Jump now. I must take the safe. I cannot lose my money, said Mr. Adam. Then Mr. Adam took his safe and jumped onto the snow like the others. Travis went to the control room and found Holmes. Holmes said, Did everybody jump? Yes, they did. We must jump too. There is only 1 minute to the explosion, said Travis. Then they went out of the train and jumped onto the snow. The train began to go very fast, and then it exploded with a great noise. Everybody was safe now. Holmes called the police center, and they sent lots of ambulances. Then Holmes and Travis took Vigor and his friends to the prison, and they spent the rest of their lives in prison.